church on Sunday. I don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way.
I think MKF is actually a fantastic opportunity for Milton Keynes. It's turned a corner, I think, for the city in terms of the cultural outputs and the variety of work that you can see in the city. Because there's lots of artists here, there's lots of people working really hard, but there was nothing that really gave culture its true value. So I think the festival has done a fantastic job of doing that.
Makes me feel so good inside. They gotta be that child of Jesus.
My name is Jakub Ochiński and I'm an astronomer searching for planets outside of solar system. I use a telescope we have on Majorca, it's called Pirate, and it's a remotely controlled telescope, so I don't have to actually go to Majorca and can observe from my laptop or from my mobile phone. What I use to search for planets is a method called a transit method. We look at brightness of different stars, measure this brightness for a long time, and search for small dips here and there. And if we see a dip in brightness of a star, say every 6 days, repeating over and over and over again, that means that there is something blocking the light every couple of days. And that might mean that there is a planet there. This is the 21st century. In the year 2000, I was a little bit disappointed. I was expecting the new millennium to start and people start flying on jetpacks and doing awesome stuff. And it kind of didn't happen. I think until now.
See only that child of Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Surrounded by fragrant fire. There's lots of buckets of flame and there's a moving sculpture of flame in the middle of a pond, and it's a glorious evening in Milton Keynes.
Swarming season is any time really from May onwards, May, June, July. What we do is we throw on a wall on a branch. We put them into a skep, which is the funny shaped beehive you see in front of honey jars. Put them in there, and if the queen's in, the rest of the bees will follow. It's all hit and miss. Quite a large percentage of everything you eat is pollinated by pollinators and honeybees and bumblebees, solitary bees, etc.
Conserve the bees.
Performance to see on stage. We say it's music to be seen. We put ourselves in danger. Every song is a picture. We play with a lot of objects on stage. This is a show to be lived. You have to be there. It's like reading a recipe and tasting something.
I'm walking towards the music though, because this is just intensely beautiful, walking down a pathway of parallel lines of fire. And I know there's sculptures up ahead. Some look like volcanoes. Some are spitting fire. Some are just smouldering. And, wow!
My name is Colonel Todd Cody. I've been asked to talk about the Wild West, which is kind of where I come from. I'm going to touch upon Crockett to Custer to Cody, which is my family name. I normally perform Wild West skills, whips, ropes, guns, and knives. This is the first time I've given a talk, and I'm itching because I'm not wearing a gun, and I'm missing my props.
Alexander technique is the study of thinking in relation with movement. Everybody needs to move. We are made to move. So why not have a look at your ideas about how you are made and how you use yourself and your faculties?
Can I make this up for you?
We are outdoor specialist catering company who go around festivals and private peculiar places and appear in fields where people wouldn't expect to find such things, thrusting our knowledge and our dark seeds among people. That anybody can buy a camper van and stick a coffee machine in it, but not everyone has got people at the other end that can make the sort of output product that we are capable of doing constantly.
How do you power the machine?
With love. And a great big mains lead.
Can I make this up for you?
I'm looking at possibly the single most beautiful watercraft I've ever seen in my life. It's known the world over, I think, now as the Boat Project. I've made out musical instruments, tennis rackets, bales, walking sticks, somebody's prosthetic foot inside a clog, numerous boats as well.
There's over 70 other boats in our particular boat. We had to edit things down, take slivers and slices through things to retain the profile so you can make these objects out. It's not just little shards of things. You can actually see the coat hanger, the little train, the chopping boards, the skateboard. It was important for us to retain these shapes, as important to keep hold of the stories.
Tilston, legend!
This boat has been made and it's a bloody work of art. I've just seen it, excuse me swearing, but it was just took my breath away. Yeah, I mean, it was, as long as it won't go any further than the internet. So it's just between you and me. Yeah. So I said, well, how about if I write an overview song, you know, about the idea, about all these things coming together and being incorporated in the hull of the boat. I like to kind of let songs fester for a bit, you know, for a couple of years.
Steep. Maybe.
Steep is the word. That was the word I was searching for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I graduated in music a couple of years ago, and then I played Glastonbury. Played a few smaller festivals that summer, and then unfortunately got quite ill. I became blind, paralysed and deaf at the same time. My retina spontaneously detached. So that stopped my music for quite a while. However, I'm slowly getting back into the music scene. The last thing I wanted to do is pick up any instrument and then play it, or even hear any music. Became a totally different person, really. I just wanted silence. Especially when my hearing came back, which I was very grateful for. But I couldn't take any sort of talking even. It was kind of strange. Things are looking bright, which is the main thing. Hence the glasses, because my retina's reattached, thank goodness. But now I'm hypersensitive to light. But hey, I can pretend I'm a rock star.
My name's Johnny Kearney, and this is a new song. Hope you enjoy it. Sorry for the things I've done, I pray I'm not the only one. Can't be trusting anyone these days. For there's a part that means to eat when it can't win, it tends to cheat. But some will suggest we all make mistakes. In situations make you sick, it tends to grate a little bit when you're the only one I'm thinking of. So I went to see a doctor quick, he says, my son, you're very sick. And generally they tend to call it love.
I am the comedian John Richardson, and I'm about to entertain... Well, no, let's not count our chickens, so I'm about to say some stuff. I arrived a bit late because I didn't know where I was supposed to be. I just got told to come to a park, so I naively parked up and thought I'll have a nice walk across the park to it, and it's actually bigger than I thought. So it's always nice to have something, if there's something happened locally. A, if it's big and you don't reference it, it's weird, but sometimes if something small's happened, it's a nice way to start. The alternative is you get something tragic, like the front page of the paper today's boys arrested after dog is thrown from bridge, which I probably won't riff on too much, to be honest. There's very little comedy in a Jack Russell being tossed off a bridge onto a road.
I love
Generally, they tend to call it love. Love. Ah, love. Generally, they tend to call it love.
My style is very much picking moments. I try to work in a more artistic view of what's going on. So it's honest, documenting reportage. It's not posed, but it's not a literal, here, you could see it, you could take it. I try and find a little element that says more than just, boff, I was here. And
saying, have you seen or have you heard? It's nothing but a letter word. People keep on saying it's the meaning of your life.
I think what makes it amazing is that we can make it look like it's not unsafe, but risky. And hopefully, if we do our job well, we make everyone in the audience kind of come on board with what we're going through, and we touch them in that way. If we do the job well, we do help them engage with what we're doing. Our job is not to lecture, it's to put art in a different kind of environment that might make people engage in a different way to how they would if they were, say, at a lecture about climate change or a conference. It's just putting art out there that tackles this theme. I think we do it in a really good way as well.
It can't be seen yet, it transcends all money, class and business lies. It knows no end yet, has a start and stay, this doesn't play a part. Though they say it's natural that people are compatible, there's no such thing as actual or eternal holy love. Love, ah, love. Generally they tend to call it love.
The International Festival commissioned me to curate a record of songwriters, each of whom would write a song based on one of the stories that came from the boat project, Pieces of Wood, something that they found particularly inspiring. The name of the album is Harbour of Songs. The unifying theme is one of storytelling. The boat project, for as much as they built a tremendous vessel that's seaworthy, is not really about boats or wood. It's a modern exercise in storytelling that all these donators have given up treasured possessions in favour of their story not going to the grave with them and sharing it with the rest of humankind. And, you know, in our sort of times of the cult of personality that we live in, it's nice to take part in an exercise of human sharing, you know, that still proves that first and foremost we're a species that learn from one another and that gets emotional nourishment from each other, and I think that's the unifying force behind it predominantly.
TVs, you climb up to that ladder till you finally reach the top, till your bones begin to shatter and your mind begins to rot, and when you finally get there and you don't know what is what, and you're looking in the mirror saying, what exactly have I got? But there's nothing else to do but smile and sing your song. And though you'll not be right, no, you'll not be wrong. The church, everybody's looking for a church. The church, the church, everybody's looking for a church.